Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, and in a moment, we will play our opening songs. I hope you're doing well. I am a little behind here, and so bear with me as we put on our opening song, Mia Keen, You Are Not Alone. So if you're not alone, listen and join us in a moment here on the Road to Recovery. Well, there you have it. You are not alone. And you're not alone tonight, or won't be if you tune in for the next 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm hosting the show, The Road to Recovery. Actually, it's my road to recovery, and I'm inviting you to join me as I walk along the destiny of life, or whatever that's called. You know, one day at a time, one step at a time. My name is Dan Chuba. I am an alcoholic in recovery. I've been sober now 23 years, 3 months, and 16 days continuously. Hey, hey, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray for me, okay? I have another day. Actually, that's all. I have one more day, and I do count every day, so I'm grateful for every day I'm above ground and every day that I'm sober, you know, because that wasn't my way of life and my way of living back years and years ago. Okay, my drug of choice was alcohol, and for some reason, I thought that was a good time. You know what? I lost my cup here, so hold on 1 second, boys and girls, moms and dads. I'll be right back. Let me get my cup. Gotta get my cup. Any helpers tonight?
I have nobody on helping me out tonight.
Maybe Steve's listening. Hey, Steve, if you're out there, Orlando, his lovely wife, thank you for all you do to help the show. Steve puts the show together. Sometimes he puts the link together, and that's a great responsibility. It's a lot of work, and he somehow manages to do it. You know, we have a website. It's called roadtorecovery.club. Some of you guys already know that, and those that you don't, and those of you tuning in, well, you can go to that site and get some information about us, about me, about Steve-O, and, I don't know, just about recovery altogether. The program is called The Road to Recovery, and the reason why we put it out is because it keeps me sober, okay? That's really the most important reason. It keeps me in the one meeting at least a week. Because I'll tell you what, life really gets going sometimes, doesn't it? It really does. It does a lot for me. And I got to tell you something. If I didn't have this meeting to cling on to, I'd get lost in my head. And that's certainly not a good place to be. You know, the lovely Miss Martha, my significant other, my fiancé, hey, and our wedding planned for the 11th of May. I had to do some amends tonight, by the way. Yeah, I did, because what happened? Well, you know, Martha is in the festive holiday moment. I'll tell you, this is a woman, you don't get in her way. Okay, really, it is just don't get in her way. She doesn't mind if you sit on the sidelines. She, you know, enjoys being cheered on. Helping her out, you know, she's got a way of doing things, and she probably does a better job without help. You know, grunt work, no problem. I don't mind putting, you know, at the church today or putting away equipment after they sang and rang bells. That okay. But, you know, the other stuff, the detailed stuff, cooking in the kitchen, no. Martha, she is a woman on fire, okay? And she made chocolate chip cookies, okay? Now, you know, I was addicted to alcohol, and when I quit drinking, you know, then I revisited my addiction for sugar, okay, and that's a big thing. And so I'm a type 2 diabetic. It's not just sugar, but breads and things like that, you know, as you get older. And I'm getting older. I am. I'm 61. I'll be 62 next month. Holy cow. I was on a roof this weekend, and I was blowing off leaves off the roof and blowing leaves out of a driveway like I was a 20-year-old kid, and I felt good, except, man, did I hurt later, and I wanted to nap a lot, okay? But here, Martha, amidst all the other things we're doing around, by the way, she is making cookies and baking and doing all kinds of things. She just get out of her way. She doesn't mind. She likes doing it. Boom, good. And so I paced myself on the cookies. I didn't want to overwhelm because, you know, it's easy for me to replace one addiction with another and just to chow down a lot of cookies. Well, guess what? She put the cookies away. She froze them. So I was going to get some today, and they're not around. I'm like, where are the cookies? So I open up this one can, and it, guess what it had? It had peanut brittle. And I'm like, oh, well, this looks good. So I have a bite of it, and it's like very good. Somebody in the church made it. So I'm getting ready for the show, so I get a baggie out, and I load up a baggie full of brittle. It's peanut brittle. To which the lovely Miss Martha goes, what are you doing? Don't eat all that peanut brittle. It's not for you. It's not for you. You know, you put it out in front of me, and then you tell me you can't have it. You made cookies and said, have all you want, and then put them away, and I can't have it. And I was like, wow, that's just not. So I had to make an amends because I did not put the brittle away, and I did take it with me to the show, and I had it. I ate it in the 15, 20 minutes it took me to drive from home to the show. I ate it all. Probably not very good for me, but it was very tasty. I got to tell you, kudos to the girl that made it and certainly appreciate it. But I had to call the lovely Miss Martha and make amends because, man, I was messing with her holiday. Gee, absolutely positively. You know, she really gets into this. I mean, the holidays is a big to-do for her. She loves it. And, you know, I was eating the goods. There won't be enough goods for everybody out there now. So I had to make a commitment that during the holiday season, if I want things to munch on, I got to go get my own because those are off limits until they're presented in front of everybody. And then I could fight my way to them if there are any left over, okay? Because it's for guests, not for the people at home, okay? And then, of course, at that moment, you know, that's when you're throwing, oh, aren't you a diabetic and you shouldn't eat that crap anyway. Hey, somebody said, what did they say? Fudge. And she offered me fudge. I'm going on that one. She said, you offered me fudge. So fudge is okay, but I can't eat the cookies? Whatever. I'm just being a baby, and that's what we do. We're babies. So, okay, the show is live tonight. It is December 16th of 2018. We're going to be on the air hopefully for 2 hours if I don't run out of things to say. A lot of things to think about today and this week, long week. It was a great week. It was a good week. We had our holiday party. Oh, excuse me. We had a holiday party last week for my staff, and that was good. We celebrated, and it was very nice. Just a very nice time. And this week I'm planning for a Lions Club party for in January, actually not for the holidays, but for January. So there's a lot of things going on. You're getting ready for the holidays. Any suggestions, ideas, questions, comments? Our phones are live, area code 323-580-5755. If you'd like to call in, share with me, have a one-on-one conversation with me and the rest of the world, I would welcome that. I will answer any question about recovery from addictions that I can. I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor or a therapist. I'm just one of you guys, okay? I am out there. I've learned a lot through my program of recovery, and I'm willing to help share what I know. And how do I do that? By sharing my personal experience, strength, and hope. That's how we do it, folks. That is how we do it. We share our personal experience, strength, and hope with other alcoholics or other people in recovery. Now, this covers all kinds of addictions. And we might hear from my friend Vicky from up north of Illinois, who has a gambling problem, who is in recovery from gambling. That would be great. I would love for her to call in. I know that maybe someday she will, and she has a hell of a story to tell. Who else is out there tonight? Trudy. Trudy is a counselor, and Trudy is also a person in recovery. And we had the occasion to run into each other. Yeah, we had a car accident. Nobody was hurt, so that's the good news. It was an accident, and that's worth talking about in itself, okay? What happened, how it happened, so on and so forth. And there's so many life issues that came up and went and et cetera, that would merit good conversation and topics of discussion. We'll just take them as they come. We'll chip into them. I had some wonderful postings from my youngest daughter, Natalie. She and her husband, George, have two unbelievably beautiful children. And they are. They're great. They're adorable. And Serafina and little George. And I'll tell you what, they are just cute as can be. And they're out in the West Coast. And I just love seeing them. Natalie celebrated her 39th birthday. Hey, happy birthday, Natalie. You know, looking good. She looks good, guy. The woman looks like she's in her 20s. She and her husband, and he is a retired Marine working for the Navy rebuilding helicopters. My oldest daughter, Jessica, great. I love her, too. I love them both. I love all my kids. I have three children. We'll get to my third one in a moment. My oldest one, Jessica. Natalie's my youngest daughter. She is a firefighter out on the West Coast, and she is safe. You know, and all that terrible things happening in the fire, she's been fortunate because she had the kids and they kept her out of the line of fire. And she probably would have loved to have been right at the line of fire and in harm's way. Not to say that she wouldn't have made it, but, you know, you don't want to take any unnecessary risks. But Jessica, my oldest daughter, who is 41 and a sweetheart, to say the least, and her husband, Justin, they have a son, Zachary, and they sent a picture, a holiday picture, of their family. And it was funny because Zachary has his pants down, and he is mooning everyone, and that's their Christmas family photo. I don't think it's the Christmas family photo, but it's certainly a funny one, and I have to admit, I laughed and showed it to lovely Miss Martha, and we just chuckled our little chucklers off. So I'm going to send this one because I want to print this one. This one's too funny. The little goober. I almost wanted to send him a picture of my butt, but, you know, I don't know if that's like a very mature thing to do, if ands or buts, right? That's my grandson with his pants down. And his mom said, sure, let's go ahead and do it. What does that say? What do we have here? A young Jim Carrey coming up? Is that what we're possibly looking at here? And if so, what the hell? I mean, if he's a comedic type, I have a nephew who is in the acting business, and he does quite well. His name is Max, and I don't know. I haven't seen any of his work, but he's quite the young lad, and I'm might get a chance to see him over the holidays, so that'd be good. But you know what? This is so much better than what life was like when I drank, you know, when I was caught up in my I, self, and me, the ism of alcoholism, you know, the I, self, and me. We do so many things with acronyms about anything, acronyms, I, self, and me, alcoholism, I, self, and me. I want to wish season greetings out to everyone, by the way. You know, I know it's in the holiday season, and I don't know that this time of year is any more sadder or struggling or challenging than others, but I do know that some of the clubs, the club that I belong to, Anona West in West Chicago, will be holding a vigil, and that means the club will be open for anybody who wants to get away from their family, who is caught up in some heavy-duty head thinking, headbang. But we don't want you to be there. So you're invited to come over to the club and hang out and not to, you know, just so you're not alone. Nobody wants you to be alone. The whole concept of recovery is premised on you not being alone. Don't be alone, because that's a choice, believe it or not. Being alone is a choice. And we don't want you to be alone. We want you to, you know, be with people, and that's a good thing to be with people. You know, all those songs, people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. Yeah, you know, and I listened to those songs. I always did. But, you know, it's just funny when you sit and reflect about some of the music and how it was written and what it was written about, et cetera, you know, and you realize that they really had a pretty good handle on a bunch of things going on in the world. And I'm talking about these singers that sing songs about just about anything, you know. I love this time of year because it's got some great holiday songs, although they repeat the living crap out of them. And I guess I get a little tired of hearing them over and over and over again. But, you know, in the beginning, it's always fun to have a little startup, you know, a little, you know, happiness and joy. And so, I don't know, do you have a favorite Christmas song? Do you have a favorite Christmas? Call me up and share what your favorite Christmas song is. How about a Christmas memory? Okay? We're going to talk about Christmas memories. How about next week? Oh, the 23rd. It'll be the 23rd. 2 days for Christmas, before Christmas, is our next show. And that's what we'll do. We'll do Christmas memories, good, bad, and ugly. Let's try to keep them good. But, you know, there were some tough ones there. Christmas memory, okay? I'm writing down. That's what we're going to do. 2018 Christmas memories. Call in and share them with me, okay? Area code 323-580-5755. Good, bad, or ugly. Share up. I had some not so good ones. Okay, grew up in a family of 13 kids, you know, and to this day, I mean, I'm always amazed when I hear how life was for other people as compared to how life was for myself and my siblings growing up. You know, today, the lovely Miss Martha and her sister, Jenny, who's really a wonderful girl, you know, their whole family's just really super duper. You know, they had a wonderful life. They had wonderful parents that cared for them and loved them and took care of them and did things. Now, not to say that my parents did not care for us, because they did, okay, in their own way. You know, my father was a little bit overzealous with don't spare the rod. The man never knew the word spare. He didn't know what that meant. He did not spare anything when it came to rods or, you know, or disciplines or whatever. He was, let's give it to him. Hit me with your best shot kind of thing. And, you know, when I hear memories of days gone by, of some of the wonderful things that the lovely Miss Martha and her sisters experienced, enjoyed with their family and their parents, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, today we went for brunch, and we were talking about what? We were talking simply about college and what college was like for them when they went to college and what college was like for me. You know, when I went to college, yep, believe it or not, I went to college for 1 year, okay? And in that 1 year, man, talk about raising havoc and raising hell. It was kind of crazy, you know, and it was crazy. It was wild and crazy and unique. You know, they're talking about, you know, the parties. Martha and her sister were talking about the parties they went to and how Martha, you know, she said no to drugs. I mean, the woman knew at that age it was not a good thing to do drugs, you know, and the alcohol she did, she was a little bit of a drinker there, she said. So she wasn't totally pristine in that regards. But on the other hand, you know, she knew her limits and she kept to them. She just didn't do them, you know. She really did say no to drugs and alcohol and stuff. And because of that, she had a pretty good college life. She got through. Not everybody did that. Not everybody did have that. The story I had probably couldn't be beat by many. That's correct. The story I had about college, and I won't share that story unless somebody calls in and says, hey, Dan, I got to hear that story about your college experience. Because I think it merits somebody calling in and saying hello, saying, hey, what's up, Dan? I would love to hear from somebody tonight. I would love to know that some of you guys are out there listening to the show, that there's something specific you want to hear from. Otherwise, I'm just going to go into my, you know, whatever is going on for me. And that's okay, too, because there's plenty. One day at a time, one step at a time. Again, it's like working. I keep remembering when I could work and that was fine. I just forget that I'm not in the greatest shape. Although the lovely Miss Martha and I did manage to go for a walk today, because I found out that, you know, since I've been walking, I've lost another 5 pounds. According to her scale, which I like her scale a lot, maybe everybody would like to use Martha's scale, I am down to, what am I down to? I am down to 190 pounds, okay? And probably want to get to 170, 165, 170, which is really lean, green, but that's okay. And that's probably much healthier for me. And, you know, and I'm all about health now because now I have kind of a plan. I would like to stick around. I have the lovely Miss Martha in my life. And I just enjoy the heck out of the lovely Miss Martha. I really do. And even when she's yelling at me and, you know, well, not yelling like yell, but, you know, she reprimanded me. She was feeling pretty bad because I was eating her Christmas stuff. So don't eat the Christmas stuff. I don't know about you, but, you know, it's one of those aha moments that it is better, far better, to go out and buy my own little munchies or maybe make them or something, although you got to be careful because, you know, you don't want to destroy the kitchen at a time when, you know, they, you know, kitchens are important time for some people. And, you know, for the lovely Miss Martha, don't mess in her kitchen unless you know what the heck you're doing. And so, whatever. But I am going to, I told her I'm going to go to my store, whatever store it is, that has some fun stuff. And I have to remember to keep away from too many bad things because I do want my feet. I do want my legs. And I don't want to have my legs cut off for diabetes or anything like that. You know, those things you got to worry about. God, you know, when it was one thing when I was out there drinking, you know, you didn't think much about, you didn't think much about, you know, the repercussions of the drinking. You didn't. You just drank. You just drank. You got a hangover. You figured, oh, what's the big deal? You know, I didn't think about my health going down the toilet. I didn't think about that. I didn't care, actually, even. If you had told me, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have cared much. You know, there were times when somebody said, what if the girl you're seeing was had AIDS? You know, and there were times I probably would have gone for it anyway, and then who knows, maybe I would have had AIDS. You know, there's not very much logical thinking sometimes in us alcoholics. We just do some really goofy things. But for whatever reason, the Lord has given us a chance to stay alive. And I'm alive today because he wants me to be, actually. That's pretty much the reason why. I don't know that there's much other reason other than that. And I know that. And I know I'm very fortunate for that reason, you know. And, it, you know, it's just smart enough for me to know that it's not about me. It's about the Lord, okay? And I finally get with the program. You know, it took me a while to finally get humble and realize and recognize what a role that God plays in my life and has for a long time. I remember when I first started doing this show, and I really did not want to do too much. You know, it's not that I didn't want to recognize God, because I did rather recognize God. I just didn't want to make about all about God, because you know what? I get around people that are religious, and all they want to do is talk about their how wonderful they are or their God is and blah, blah, blah. Not that it isn't, because he is, but, you know, I'd rather know that they are people of religion just based on their actions, not because they had told me about, you know, the fact that they are practicing religious actions or whatever they're doing, you know. And I got to tell you something, it's truly, yeah, I'm just telling you, it's a amazing thing here, religion and all the things that, unbelievable, one believable, one thing here, there, and everywhere. Okay, and yeah, you want to hear about my college years, somebody's going to have to call in and say, Dan, talk to us about your college. Because I'll tell you what, I'll tell you a story that probably none of you can top. But if you do have something you want to top it with, I'll listen. That would be cool. I am relatively open and receptive to hear about your life. your stories, what's going on in your life, how you got there, been there, done that, did this, done that, la 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 la. Okay, what am I looking for here? Okay, area code 323 580-5755. And you know what? Kenny, our boy Kenny, who is still probably walking around on his knees, okay, getting around on his knees. I don't know if I told you about Kenny, but Kenny had ankle surgery, and he has been laid up, really seriously laid up, for a long time now. And they literally had to break his ankles and rebuild his feet, I guess. And, yeah, that's okay. And, you know, in his mind, that's part of the recovery that promises that he was happy to have, okay? And really, that you gotta like it. I mean, he wanted that done to his feet because he wanted to be walking again, and that's what got him walking. I mean, he's, you know, he had to have serious foot surgery, so he could work on his feet. So he told me, you know, for the last couple of weeks, he was just going to be strolling and stumbling around. He might listen to the show. Who knows? I don't know if he listens. I don't know if he cares about listening, but it's all right. He's still a friend of the show's, and we enjoyed when he was on the air, joining us here on the air on the Road to Recovery, and because he was kind of our own little Cliff Clavin of the Internet. Yep. Kenny has his stories for just about anything and everything. Very knowledgeable guy. In fact, you'll find out most people in recovery, okay, they're not just dumb drunks. I wonder if you pulled some people off the street, some drunks, that is, and sobered them up. You might find that some of those are pretty smart guys, maybe lost in their mind and their thinking because of the I, self, and me concept. You know, I, self, and me. I, self, and me-ism. I, ditto, and that's I, capital I, self, another ditto, and me. And, yeah, I was very selfish and self-centered. You know, you just think about yourself, everything. You know, for me, it was sex. It's amazing, you know, how there's so many people and the concept of what we will give up in our lives to have what we want. And sex is certainly a big part of it, okay? And it's terrible because it's unbelievable what we do give up, okay? What we give up in our lives just to have sex, what we do give up to have love, what we consider love, I don't know, maybe that's our, just simply, and I really do, I do believe that part of what I did was because that's what I conceptualized as love. For me, that's how I felt love, was through sex. If I couldn't get sex, then I didn't feel loved. And I know it's dumb, and that's relatively dumb. I mean, not only dumb, but, I mean, it was true. It was what I believed. It's how the crazy things that took place in my life that led me to believe that is where and how love was had by myself and other people. And so wrong. And so, you know, but, you know, today I can relate with so many people, and I hate to say, you know, some of them are really whacked out people that I can relate to simply because I've experienced a lot of things that they did too. And for some reason, I've been managed to overcome, get beyond some of the issues. I've had great people in my life. I should put it, we should have a great people in our lives moment. You know what? We'll do that for December 30th, okay, 2018. We're going to talk about great people in our lives. People in our lives. Okay? Now, I'm going to put Martha, because she's definitely one of those. Martha, fiance. Okay, I'm going to call her fiance. I don't even know how to spell the damn word. But fiance Martha is going to be right up there. But there are other great people that I've had in my life And we're going to talk about them. Because without them, I don't know where I'd be today. Okay? Truly. And you might be surprised at who would be on your list. Okay? And you should make a list, too, of all the people in your life. Maybe you need to. Because, like, for the Lions Club, in January, one of the things that we've decided to do is to have a awards, I don't want to say ceremony. I don't want to make it a ceremony. But we definitely want to recognize people for their outstanding contributions they give to a volunteer organization. And, you know, they don't have to do any of that. Okay, they don't. It's all by choice. They are there because they want to be, and because, you know, it gives them warm fuzzies to give back to feel good and all those good things. And I'll tell you what, we have some really, really good people in the Lions Club. But that's not the only club in the world that does great things. Because we are competing with, in some ways, with the Rotary and with the Kiwanians, and it doesn't matter. It does not matter with what group you belong to. Just if you do belong, that is a really a good thing in itself, just simply because, you know, there's not enough things in the world. People need help. We need lots of help in this world. And, you know, the government has cut back on services that they are allowing and providing. So it's got to be made up by somebody. And, again, we're grateful that things like the Lions and the Rotary and, let's see, who is it, St. Vincent's, and I think St. Vincent's is a worthy cause, as far as I know. And, you know, that's a good thing. You want organizations that do wonderful things for people, okay? And let's see. So that, you know, we'll put them, rank them up there with all the good people, the good people that are doing wonderful things out there, okay? St. Vincent's, you've got the Salvation Army. That was a big fundraiser for them. You know, there's a lot of good organizations that came to calling, you know, because of what the government says. Our government, even though we have more and we have been blessed with more, they don't want to give. The rich people don't want the poor people having more poor stuff. Now, I think sometimes the poor take advantage of it too. Not that the rich people don't. Okay, but I don't know. Is there a balance? Is there ever going to be a balance? I don't know. There may be, and hopefully I'll be around alive when balance comes to the world. In the meantime, I'm just going to continue to do my thing. What my thing is that, you know, I try to make a contribution and help out anyone, anywhere, whenever I can, right? And such is my life. Okay. Let's see here. We want to try something different here. By the way, this is a live show again. Area code 323-580-5755, unless you are totally amazed about the fact that Daniel, I can talk for almost 2 hours straight. Nah, not almost. I mean, really. I had to have a break. Yeah, thank you very much. I did because, you know what, I was getting some help from, you had Mia Keen, then you had Marilyn Scott, and I love Marilyn Scott, and I'm not going to tell you I didn't take advantage of I love listening to that woman's voice. I don't know what it is about Marilyn Scott, but since I heard her very first song, the first time I heard this song, You Are Not Alone, okay, Marilyn, you just rocked my boat for sure. You know what I'm saying? And, definitely, without a doubt, very grateful for that song. It just it had a strong meaning for me when I first heard it. It just really touched me in the morning, touched me in the evening, touched me anytime you want. Let's see. Oh, don't get dirty on me. We are just talking. So if you have a, you know, I don't know, like for me, it was the song that she sang, and I love the song she sings. She just sings this. It's "You Are Not." No, hers is not "You Are Not Alone." See, that was the other one. That's Mia Keen. Mia Keen sings "You Are Not Alone." No thanks. We don't want to do that. But yes, Marilyn Scott sings "If Today Was the Last of All Days." Yeah, I love that song. It's a great song. We usually play it at halftime. My clock's off, by the way. By the way, my clock is off. It's 7:40 in Central Standard Time. Okay. 7:40, that means here in Chicago area, it is 7:40 on my clock. So wherever you are in the world, if you're on the East Coast, it's probably about 5:40. On the West Coast, no, East Coast would be about 9:40. And the East Coast, West Coast would be about 5:40. So there's like a four-hour difference or something. But I just hope you could join us. It's always nice knowing that other people out there enjoying what we're sharing here. That you're working a program of recovery, you know that you can. You don't have to go through life alone. Life does not have to be all about being alone by yourself, right? Not at all. Let's see. Oh, let's think about this. What is this? Okay, we can do that. That's it. Good. Applaud, applaud. Okay. Yep, there you go. Well, there are people making all kinds of cool stuff. And, wow, that's pretty cool. And isn't it amazing? Time goes by, and we get older and older and older, 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 older. Oh, my gosh. Okay? Yep. Isn't it amazing? Let's see, what is this guy doing here? Okay. Yep. Yeah, just a little, yeah, so you don't have to siphon no more. You don't have to suck. That's good. Good for aquariums. Oh, by the way, my new obsession, by the way, is I am an aquarium geek. Absolutely, positively. I am into aquariums big time. I have three aquariums set up now, two small ones and one reasonably large aquarium. And I got to tell you, I really do enjoy my aquariums. I've got communal fish. I'm a little disappointed. I mean, well, I like the convicts. I have the convict cichlids. But, boy, I just don't like the fact that they beat themselves up that much, really. I'm not really digging the fact that these guys are like rabble-rousers to the maximum. That's not making me happy. But the communal ones, I'm really enjoying those. And, you know, I thought I was going to like the rabble-rousing of the, you know, the cichlids. And I knew that the cichlids are more of a battling fish, but, you know, I just didn't think that it would bother me as much as to watch them eat each other or beat each other to hell. And these guys, man, they are brutal. They're vicious. They are going after each other tooth and nail. And, that does not make me happy. So I'm working on it, but you know what? This is a relatively good experience to be involved with because Martha, the lovely Miss Martha, and I both really enjoy the aquarium experience together. You know, and I got to admit, we both are digging it. You know, we take turns feeding them. She gets them in the evening. I get them in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I run down there, and then I'm supposed to be taking a walk, and I haven't really been walking as much as I probably should be, but whatever. I'm making progress a little bit at a time, trying to get back up into the swing of it, you know, where I'm walking a mile a day, you know. And that's how I lost, that's how it got me down to 190, and that's a lot, 190. I was 200 for the longest time. Didn't think I could break that. And I'm looking better, I have to admit, and I'm feeling better. I don't hurt as much in different places. But that's, you know, when you pay attention. You know, when you're caught up in your addiction, God, it was amazing. I think when people heard me start talking on this show 6.5 years ago, they were just amazed at some of the things coming out of my mouth because I was talking about how it was when I first sobered up. I had been married, by the time I sobered up, I had been married three times. That's right. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't keep a marriage. Well, first of all, I wasn't even mentally ready for marriage. I had no clue on who I was, let alone in a relationship. But I was trying to duplicate something that I saw that, you know, I was raised with, my folks. My dad, my mom, my dad, my mom, they were married for a long time. And, yeah, they were married a long time. And, my mom says, hey, you know, I stayed married to your father for over, I don't know, it was 40-something years. And, you know, I told her she should have divorced the bum years earlier. Nobody said that she had to go through hell and put us, the children, through the hell that she did, because, oh my God, my dad was just a major knucklehead. And I'm going to tell you something, he was not a fun guy to be around when he was losing it. And there was a lot of times, you know, I don't remember, you know, I'm not going to tell you I had a wonderful childhood. I didn't have a horrible childhood. It wasn't totally, you know, we did stuff, we had fun, we had moments of levity, you know, fun. There was fun in our lives. You know, we made a lot of fun. We did a lot of things. I have vivid memories of many things that I did for years that I went out and did and played and, you know, all the people. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, there was a lot of tough times, too, you know, that left me with some bad experiences. And, you know, I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't understand about life and how life should be lived. And yet I did my best trying to mimic what I saw, okay? And that's really, if you think about it, that's what it was. I was mimicking what I saw, and that doesn't mean I knew what I was doing. I was mimicking life on life's terms. And it just wasn't working. I wasn't getting the job done. You know what I'm saying? I think you understand.
Yep.
So I'm grateful that I made it to this point in life, but it wasn't the easiest experience to get to. Okay, listen, it is 7:47. We're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. We're gonna play some Marilyn Scott and take a break in about 10 minutes. Area code 323-580-5755. I know all Chicago is talking about the Bears winning 10 games. They played a great game. I saw part of it. I saw half of it. And I will say I felt they were convincingly good. I had to listen to the second half of it because we don't have television, live television, but that's okay. If that's the worst, that's the worst thing that's happened in my life, but it's nothing I can't handle. Okay? And that's okay for me to experience less than a stellar moment, okay, of watching the Bears. Okay, I watched them on. We went to lunch, and I got to see them at lunchtime, and that was an experience. It was fun. It was great to see them and watch them do what they did. I don't know. Why is it that we get caught up in the prideful moment of, you know, a team? And I don't know. Maybe you just like the team. I do. I kind of like the Bears. Always did. Always, you know. And you want to see your team win. Why not? Why wouldn't you? You know what? And yet, you know, I listened to the lovely Miss Martha and her sister talk about team spirit and going to, you know, school and events and things like that. And I don't remember moments like that. I did not have moments like that. I didn't have cheerful, happy, wild, crazy moments. I had crazy moments. I had, again, somebody's got to call in before I'm going to call and tell everybody what my experience in college was, because it was pretty wild. College was a wild experience for me, unlike probably any that you guys have ever experienced. Probably never will. Hopefully not. It wasn't a very good experience, but it was one nonetheless that I survived and went through. And I will give you a hint. I went to Carbondale, Illinois, Southern Illinois University, SIU. So if there's any Salukis out there or anybody that went to college back there, hey, maybe you want to call in and share your experience, strength, and hope, okay, of what it was like going through that experience down there in Yahey, Hooterville. I don't even know what it was called. It wasn't Hooterville, but it was down on the southern end of the community and of the state, actually, near Paducah, Kentucky. That's right. We were right down on the border of Kentucky and, whatever. We had so much. I'm telling you, it was pretty wild and crazy. It was an experience. It was an unbelievable experience that unlike anybody probably has ever had and will ever have. So if you want to hear about it, call in. If not, that's okay. I won't talk about it until, again, somebody calls in and says, hey, Daddy, I want to hear about your experience in school, in college. You know, and that's all. If you want to hear about it, then you'll call me. If not, then you're not going to worry about it. Okay, at least not today. We'll get it on another day. Someday, somehow, some way, somehow, we'll do it, right? And that'll be good. But there's plenty to talk about. Let's see, this is the 16th, so we're, 9 days away from Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping? Do you care about Christmas shopping? Back when I drank, I never cared about anybody, and it's still very hard for me to get into a habit of buying gifts for anybody because, there wasn't many people in my life for a long time. And my kids, I remember bought my son. I went to the resale shop and spent a few bucks that I had on me. Okay, and this is when I'm sober, by the way. This is when I was sober. And I bought my son a used racetrack with the slot cars kind of. Not slot cars, but, little race cars or something. And I got to tell you, I think we were able to get the cars go around once. The car flipped over, and then it died, and that was it. The track stopped running. Wasn't a very good Christmas gift for him, okay? But, hey, we had each other, right? Isn't that what it's all about anyway? We had each other. That was always a good thing, right? It's always good when you – actually, it really is a good thing when you're with other people that you love and – You know it. You understand that's really what the holidays should be all about. And I'll tell you what, I've learned that in my life, that it isn't about what you have, it's about who you have it with, okay? It's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have, how you feel about what you have, how you feel about the people in your life, and the gratitude that you have for having these wonderful people in your life. And believe me, I'm tremendously grateful for the life that I have today. I have a blessed life. It is a wonderful life. It is. I have to admit, though, I was laughing about the Saturday night skit, It's a Wonderful Life, and again, we don't want to be political here, but I got to tell you, I read the news today, and they were talking about the Saturday night opening skit. Gosh, I'll tell you what, if any of you saw that, you had to chuckle your little brains out, because that was pretty amazing how they pulled that one off. It was really funny, and, I enjoy a good laugh just like the next guy. And I really enjoyed that. It was a Donald Trump Christmas, right? It was what would happen if Donald Trump was not the president? Oh, my gosh. What would happen? And it was kind of funny. So if you get a chance to watch it, go to YouTube and check that out. It's kind of funny. Saturday Night Live opening skit from this past last night, Saturday. Very amusing, very funny, okay? All right, we're in the last few moments of the first hour of the show. Let's get our girl lined up here, okay? Where are you? Where are you, Marilyn? Marilyn, where are you? Let's see, let's find you. You're over here, Marilyn Scott. There we go. And we're going to start her off early. How's that? You're listening to The Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from the offices of Daniel and Associates Real Estate. Yes, I'm a real estate broker, even though I had two DUIs, not that I'm proud of it. No, I'm not at all. But I did overcome the problem I had with drinking and found recovery. And that's what we're heralding here, is we're talking about the fact that I don't do that anymore, okay? That I'm on track to having a better life because I do good things instead of the nutty stuff that I was doing back then, okay? So join me in my journey. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you have something else that you would like to share with us or somebody else. And, again, that's not a bad thing if you do. And so I hope you hang in there. We'll be back in a few moments with more The Road Recovery on our live number, 323-580-5755.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears? Become one with the moon and the storm? Or would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you would? Follow your dream to the end of a rainbow, waving on one pot of gold. Open your eyes. If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears? Become one with the moon and the storm? Or would you like what you see?
Live yet never die. You flow just like a river into the
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears, become one with the moon and the stars? Would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you want? Follow your dream to the end of the rainbow, waving one particle. Open your eyes to the colors around you and find the true beauty. That we'd only begin to start living our lives if today were the last of all days. If today were the last of all days.
Many places that you've always wanted to go.
Thank you for a wonderful time here. You're listening to a live broadcast of The Road to Recovery. This last half hour has been all about Marilyn Scott, and that's okay because I really like Marilyn Scott, and I hope you did too because she is just incredible. I don't know if I'm ever going to meet her, but if I did, I would love, and I would say, hey, Marilyn Scott, how you doing? This is Dan. I enjoy listening to your singing. And the first one was The Last of All Days, but I found out that I love a lot about her. So thanks. Just doing fine, thanks. And you. So I got people sending me messengers, okay? Well, okay, we're doing the show here live. Area code 323-580-5755. And we're here on The Road to Recovery. We're talking about recovery from addictions, how life can go on even after you get through it. You know, sometimes we think the worst things are going to happen, and sometimes they do. Okay? Death is a reality of part of life and living. We live, we die, we get sick, and life goes on. We get better, and life goes on. And nope. Glad you're alive. Glad you are still here. I didn't hear. Yep, somebody almost died. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know what the illness was, but whatever it is, I hope you got over it and you don't get sick again. You know, you just that's what happens. We get older. We are getting older. And as we get older, we're, you know, realizing our mortality. And that's unbelievable because, you know, back when we drank, we didn't think much about mortality. We didn't. I didn't think about much about anything. I just figured, what the heck, you know, you live, you drink, and, you know, and life goes on, and it's all about satisfying our tummies and our sexual desires and lustful desires. I was a mess. I really was. You know, when I think back on a bunch of things that I did, oh my gosh, how I even managed to survive the length of time that I did, and I don't know, maybe this is my attempt at paying back the Lord or people that were hurt by my actions, and there was probably many, my kids for sure, because I wasn't there to be a dad for them, and you know, you don't think about stuff like that. You really don't. You're just not thinking. I hate to say it, but just wasn't a lot of thought going on. Well, there's a picture. There's a picture of the brain. I don't even want to repeat what it is. Well, looks like you made it. Looks like you made it. Kept each other on the way to another love. Okay. So, how are you doing in your life, in your personal life? Are you doing good? Are you working a program? Are you struggling with? you know, people say, oh, well, you got older and that's what it is. But there's a lot of people that got older and they still hang on to the bottle. They're still hanging out at bars and hanging out. And that's an important place for you. And that's that's too bad. That's too bad. That's too bad. Why would people do stuff like that? I don't know. I don't get it. You know, it's just, there's a lot of hurting people out there that just, well, I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for people, but, you know, you're definitely not well when you do things that hurt children, okay? And I don't know. There's so many things that children could be hurt. You know, you just don't, you're not thinking. You're just not thinking. You're just so caught up in your selfishness that you just don't think, you know. I don't know. I don't know. That's just amazing. Amazing to me. Yeah, it's just. Who's Dean? I don't even know who Dean is. This person is on the internet here telling me about somebody that I honestly don't even know who it is. You know, if they did, that's just sad. Why would they do this? Where was everybody going on, happening when they were being molested? That's what they're saying, that they're being molested. Yeah. How sad. Well, yeah, and right around this, there's people always and everywhere. You know, struggling to hang in there, to do the next right thing, to live, to, you know, yeah. Well, I don't know. Guys, I don't have answers here. All I do is I have a show that I do it simply because it helps me stay sober, okay? Talking about it helps me out a lot, okay? Where in Indiana? Somebody's living in Indiana. That's good. Gary, Indiana. Okay. Oh, it is Gary. Oh, good. All right. Sure. That's good. Gary's a nice place. It can't go anywhere but up from there, right? Gary can't go anywhere but up. It is a... I remember going out to Gary years and years ago. That's right. I used to go to Gary, Indiana. Why did I go to Gary? I used to sell tropical fish, okay, to people in Gary, Indiana. Well, not to the people, to the pet shops in Gary, Indiana. And the pet shops would then, you know, resell them to their clients and things. And, That's what I did. I was a tropical fish salesman and sold tropical fish to those peoples in Gary. And they liked their fish, boy. I'll tell you, they really did. And, And for the most part, they were just very nice people, Gary people. I even thought, man, buy some property in Gary because it's so run down. Isn't that the home of Michael Jackson? Yeah, Michael Jackson grew up in Gary, right? Okay. How long have you been there? Okay. Well, guys, you know, the show is just about over. About through the show today, 8:30. Oh, we're half hour. You know what? I don't think we're going to do the host show. I think we're just going to call it quits right now in another minute or two, and we're going to give it a run. Next week, I think we'll have a topic. Next week, our topic is going to be Christmas memories because it's going to be December 23rd. Maybe we can get some publicity and promote that a little bit. Then the 30th is the great people in our lives. Okay? And who are some of the great people in your lives? So let's do that. Let's call it quits here. I'm going to end the show tonight early again. Okay? And we will be back next week on the Road to Recovery with a live broadcast from 7 to whatever time I decide to call it off. Whether it goes to 9 o'clock or not, I don't know. But we are paying for the time, and it's our time. But that's okay. Sometimes you just have to say, what the heck, and end it shortly. Okay? So listen, thanks for listening, if you have. If you don't, or you're listening to the rebroadcast, I hope you got something out of this. If nothing else, I stay sober for another hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's good. And living life on life's terms. Make amends when you need to. Go out and say hello to a stranger. There's too many people out there, especially in the holiday time, that could use a hello and a hug. Okay? Hello and a hug. Hello and a hug. H&H. And we're going to figure out something clever to say. H&H. Hellos and hugs. Okay? And then come back next week with messages, with stories of Christmas stories. Okay? And we'll talk more about that next week here on the Road to Recovery. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you later on the Road to Recovery. Call me during the week if you need to. Area code 630-918-6129. If you need some help, questions, comments, Daniel, Daniel, at daare.com. And or check out our website at road, R-O-A-D, the number 2, recovery, R-E-C-O-V-E-R-Y, .club. And check that out, too. It's a great site. Steve's done some really wonderful things there. And, again, my hat's off to everybody out there who's listening or should be listening. Have a great week unless you have other plans. One day, one step at a time. Okay? It works if you work it sober. And, oh, I want to say applaud to my friend Ronnie, who's been doing an outstanding job of the open speaker meeting night. And he celebrated 9 months of continuous sobriety. That's a big thing for him. Congratulations, Ronnie, on a job well done. Okay? Good night, everyone. Oh, one more. What's her name? Cleora. Out on the West Coast. My God. Applause to this woman. We don't give her enough applause. One of these days, we're going to have that woman on the show. She just does a phenomenal job of helping people in recovery. Okay? All right, check her out. If you don't have a chance, check her out. Facebook. Okay, good night. Have a great week unless you have other plans.